Day 26. Hey, everybody. How you doing? I'm back. Yes, another day. We're still here. It'll never get old to say that because I'm still surprised that I actually made it through something 26 days in a row. Consistency is a big, big thing that I talk about all the time on this podcast. However, it's one thing that you can know and be aware about consistency and kind of what you need to do. It's another thing, though, to actually practice it 24/7, and no one's perfect on that. And I don't give a shit if I put it on a t-shirt or not, which, by the way, you can get at hardworkalwayswins.com. Patience, consistency, hard work, love yourself, the four pillars of success. I can put it on a shirt and still not be perfect at it, by the way. That is possible. By the way, I am now 1 week removed from the real start of my cold, and I could say that I'm almost super better. I will say this, the scratchy throat is gone. There's still some stuff up in the sinus area. You know, if I blow my nose after several hours, it's not to the point where I'm blowing it every 15 or 20 minutes, but if I am blowing it once every hour, there's still some discolored kind of stuff coming out. I don't want to get too specific. I don't want to gross anybody out, but so there's still some stuff in there, but it's not nearly as bad as it was a week ago. So we're getting there. I'm still just going to take the rest of the week off and just start fresh Monday, a fresh start. It's one of the reasons why I love Monday. It's a fresh start. So that being said, we're going to get started on Monday with that. But the consistency thing, you know, you can believe in it and you can do your best to practice it, but it's okay if sometimes you fall off just a little bit. It's natural. It happens to everybody. You know, I got sick last week and I said, you know what? I'm just going to take the rest of the week off. And then I realized the next week was Thanksgiving and I'm going to be off my normal work schedule. And I said, you know what? Everybody talks on Instagram about don't let the weekend be your weekend. Don't let it happen to you. Don't fall off track. It's okay to fall off the tracks because you can get back on. It is possible. Trust me on that. You know, a lot of people would say, well, gee, Gary, look at you. You lost a bunch of weight. You regained some of it. And now you're just floating along, you know, kind of in the steady stream of where, you know, you've been maintaining. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm pretty freaking proud of that. Because it's very easy to think that I could have gained every bit of the weight back from starting and stopping and all that stuff. I could have, you know, let my emotions get over me and be, you know, a mental, a basket case, but I didn't. You fall off the horse, you get back on. It's just that simple. And so consistency doesn't mean perfect. It just means to be consistent as often and as consistent, as you can possibly be. So I took off last week. I took off this week. When Monday comes, Sunday night, guess what? The alarm's going to go back to right where it went. And I'm going to get up at the time that I normally get up, 2:45 a.m. on Monday, and I'll be ready to go. And I'm okay with that. So there you go. Not much else happened today. We're going to end it here, but I will give you a little tease about tomorrow's topic. And now, really, tomorrow's topic should be the topic on Thanksgiving itself, but I feel like more of you will hear it if I put it out tomorrow instead of on Thursday. So tomorrow's topic is how you should plan your Thanksgiving as it relates to your fitness, your weight loss, your diet. I'm going to talk about the Gary Cantrell approach to Thanksgiving and other holidays that involve eating. So that's coming up tomorrow. You know what I think? I don't know if we've used this emoji yet. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but let's use the turtle emoji because I am slow as fuck. Like whether it comes to my health and fitness or my podcasting, like it takes me forever to see success, quote unquote. I'm being sarcastic there. I really do feel like I'm in a good spot right now, but you know, the perceived notion from influencers and people of the like that have the same beliefs because they've been brainwashed by the bullshit that think it has to be fast, 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 now, Amazon Prime, 2-hour delivery. It's not reality. So let's use the turtle. And I think that'll be the perfect emoji. Send it to me in a DM. Share it in your story if you wish. And yeah, we'll do this all again tomorrow. What do you think? Is that good with you? This time tomorrow? Well, I don't want to promise anything, so what if it's late? Ooh, we might say Gary is a late person. Okay, we'll do it tomorrow. We'll talk. I have a whole theory about all this, and I'll share it with you with Thanksgiving. All right, talk to you tomorrow.